This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the weeks following a bridge collapse and train derailment that sent 10 rail cars plunging into the Yellowstone River, authorities are starting to quantify the volume of molten asphalt that was spilled into the river. Six of the 10 Montana RailLink rail cars that fell into the Yellowstone River on June 24th were carrying molten asphalt, and most of those cars leaked. As much as 500,000 pounds of asphalt spilled into the Yellowstone. Crews are weighing the asphalt remaining in each of the six asphalt cars to determine how much spilled into the river. The last of the cars lodged in the river was removed on July 3rd. The asphalt is not water-soluble, meaning that it has not dissolved in the river. Asphalt is a roadway binder that's made out of the heavier constituents of crude oil. Asphalt can harm living organisms in a variety of ways, ranging from ingestion and exposure to chemicals contained in the asphalt to smothering and physical fouling. That's when animals become entrapped in the asphalt, and that has been a primary concern. The asphalt has shown a tendency to stay together and float until it has come into contact with sticks, rocks, and other solid materials. Officials from the EPA say that asphalt is technically considered an oil under our response authority, so we've been calling it an oil, but it is really a sticky asphaltic material that globs together and acts like tar. One of the primary concerns is animals getting physically stuck, especially on days where it gets hot. The material heats up and gets stickier. There's also a risk to micro and macro invertebrates, especially when the asphalt gets stuck up on the riverbank. It can cover some of those animals. Response crews have found 8 wild animals that have been entrapped by the spilled asphalt, 5 birds, 4 killdeer and 1 yellow warbler, 2 garter snakes and 1 bull snake. Members of the public who find material associated with the spill in or along the river are asked to report it to RP Derailment at mtrail.com. Sightings of impacted wildlife should be reported to the Oiled Wildlife Care Network response hotline at 888-275-6926. About 300 personnel have responded to the derailment, with about 100 assigned to identifying areas contaminated by the asphalt and collecting it. So far, about 75,000 pounds of asphalt from the derailment have been removed, with the vast majority found within 10 miles of the bridge collapse, although spilled asphalt has been recovered as far downstream as Billings. Officials say that not all of the spilled asphalt is recoverable. Crews are trying to clean up larger areas of spilled asphalt without trampling sensitive areas to get to smaller spills. Irrigators immediately downstream of the incident, which occurred between Reed Point and Columbus, were advised to stop drawing water from the contaminated river, but that advisory has since been lifted. New steps for the mitigation effort include an assessment of damages. In addition to cataloging ecological damage, agencies will attempt to quantify economic impacts, which could include considerations such as the closure of public fishing access sites. A 3.5-mile stretch of the Yellowstone near the bridge remains closed to the public. The assessment will also likely include a proposal to mitigate impacts and a plan for reducing the likelihood of similar accidents and toxic spills in the future. In Yellowstone National Park, a bison gored a 47-year-old woman from Phoenix on Monday morning near the Lake Lodge cabins on the north shore of Lake Yellowstone. The woman was walking with another park visitor in a field in front of the Lake Lodge when they saw 2 bison. The visitors turned to walk away from the bison when one of them charged and gored the woman. The victim sustained significant injuries to her chest and abdomen and was transported by helicopter to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. It's unknown how close the visitors were to the bison when it charged. Yellowstone officials remind visitors that wildlife in the park is wild and can be dangerous when approached. When an animal is near a campsite, trail, boardwalk, parking lot, or in a developed area, visitors should give it space. The park requires that visitors stay more than 25 yards away from all large animals, bison, elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.